This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell with you again on PTTalker.com, bringing you business news and ideas just for therapists. Today's episode, how to make more money, especially in a down economy. I'll bet that caught some of your attention, and with me today is Dean Spraja of MedFit Systems. He's got the answer. He's got clinics out there in his area that are doing just that, making more money even when a lot of other therapists are crying the blues. Welcome, Dean, to our show.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, you caught my attention when you were telling me about some of the success that some of your clients are having out there, and I just wanted to share that with some of my clients. How is when some of my clients are in a non-buying mode, they don't want to expand or do anything to increase their business because they're frankly scared about what the economy might bring in the next few months, how do you have a client out there that is doing exactly the opposite and doing it well?
Well, you know, PT business is not unlike any other business, Jeff. It's, you know, you're either growing or you're dying. And there's people trying to take your market share, and there's things you need to do proactively to get more market share. This group, I live in Southern California, and I work with a large therapy group here. They have either 41 or 43 clinics. I have trouble keeping up.
Now, just if I may interrupt, we have listeners all over the country, actually all over the world. Southern California is probably not the easiest place to practice medicine. Would that be a true statement?
That's a true statement.
Okay.
Reimbursements are tough. Workman's comp is tough here. You know, we have a big deficit in the California budget.
Sure.
All that's pretty well documented.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
When I query these individuals as to how they're growing their practice and becoming more and more successful, their answers may surprise some of your listeners, because what it boils down to is that they're able to maximize therapy hours and get equal or better outcomes than their competitors.
Okay, now in just real frank speech, they are seeing more patients per hour and the patients are doing better than maybe another clinic that will only see one or two patients an hour?
Correct, exactly. And they have a very strict protocol that they follow within their clinics.
Okay.
And a lot of it revolves around effective, active, minimally attended modalities. So they will get 4 to 5 patient treatments per therapy hour. But the other time the patient is in the clinic, they're involved with computerized balance assessment and training equipment. They're with interactive ergometers, both lower and upper extremity. They're with the smart card exercise equipment that's documenting their improvement or regression. They're in a pool, a warm water pool, with a certified arthritic caregiver as opposed to a therapist. So they're utilizing their lower salaried caregivers to maximize their therapy hours.
Okay, now you and I have both been exposed to the mentality of the physical therapy market over the years, and I believe that there's probably some therapists listening to this who will be offended by that kind of a mentality. Is this really the way of the future?
Well, outcomes are the bottom line, Jeff. I mean, if they're offended, but the outcomes are just as good with this group as they are with a more hands-on, the outcomes speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And the referral sources, when I speak with these therapists, you know, I get into great detail with the products that we work with therapists and what the features are and why they're most applicable to the patient populations, et cetera. But what they tell me is when they talk to the physician, when the patient goes in and talks to the physician, the referring physician, the physician asks only two questions. How are you doing at XPT? Fine. Are you feeling better? Yes. They don't get into the minutiae.
Of
they
what
just want to make sure their patients are getting better and they're happy with their physical therapy treatment.
Uh-huh. So key and point right there.
So, you know, you'd think that the physicians are involved intimately with what the therapists are doing. They, of course, want to see positive results. But according to this group, they're not in the minutiae. So what they're doing, as long as they're getting results, they continue to get patients.
Okay. So well, let's get into a little bit then. How are they getting these results? So you mentioned some pieces of equipment. Let's, I don't know, can we focus on one? Let's say maybe the balance equipment.
Sure.
What? How are they doing this? I mean, there's got to be an assessment and all that. How is this? How do they see more patients, especially with balance equipment?
Well, a balance equipment assessment and training regimen may take 10 minutes and doesn't necessarily have to be implemented by a physical therapist. That information that's garnered from that patient in that particular test and training regimen is stored and uploaded onto their patient record. So both the physical therapist, the attending physical therapist, and the referral physician will have detail as much as they'd like with that patient's performance in that particular aspect of the therapy. So, for example, you have a dizzy patient that has balance issues, and they get referred over for maybe it's an inner ear issue, maybe it's a visual issue, maybe it's a proprioceptive issue. Those can be identified and treated with this modality without a lot of direct interface with the physical therapist.
Okay, so so who would actually be running the equipment? Do you know that?
A physical therapy aide or assistant.
Okay, it is an aide or assistant, okay.
Sometimes it's an ATC or an exercise phys. It just depends on who they have in the employ of the facility.
Okay, all right. So now what are some of the other pieces of equipment that you talked about that they might be using in this model?
Well, again, I'm going to back up a little bit because one of the other issues that private practice PTs run into is the issue of absenteeism. Mm-hmm. And let's say in a workman's comp situation, you've allocated as a PT certain physical therapists to be on staff, your overhead, your help. Everything is geared toward patients showing up in your facilities. And if you don't have engaging modalities and positive results from that facility, the absenteeism issue can hurt you as well. So part of the emphasis of this modality that they're using is, one, is it has to be effective, and two, is it has to be engaging.
Okay.
The patient wants to come to rehab. So in that vein, they have warm water pools with assisted swim jets. They have interactive upright bikes that you can actually steer on a route that keep heart rate and average wattage and upload your information to a computer. They have treadmills and bikes with DVD players on it where you can bring your own movies or channel surf as you're doing your cardiovascular exercise. They have the aforementioned CAT balance systems, et cetera. They have an open, almost athletic training type atmosphere for the patients who can have treatments in this high energy atmosphere. And that keeps patients coming back and motivated and working.
So instead of, we've gotten away from it a little bit, but the basement of the hospital, in a very sterile environment, it sounds like this group is focused more on the patient's experience and trying to make that as energetic and vibrant as possible.
Right, and, you know, we look at, you've got to look at the financial repercussion, too, because these modalities cost more money initially, but when we're able to pencil this and look at what therapy hours cost versus leasing equipment that you'll be using for 5 years and amortizing over the course of those patient treatments, it pales in comparison.
Hmm. Now, do you run into any concerns, though, where patients might be viewing the equipment as the same thing as what they could be doing at their local gym?
No, and that's why we get into some real differentiating modalities. You're not going to run into a core balance system at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the gym is not going to have a pool heated to the arthritic society's suggestion. And they may not have the specialized step-through recumbent ergometers or upper body cycles or specific MedX and like Nautilus 2ST medical equipment with one-pound increments and patient stabilization, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to see the same thing in a $29 a month gym atmosphere as you are in these facilities.
Okay, all right. And so now up to 4 to 5 patient visits per hour, the revenue is obviously up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
How are they documenting the outcomes, and what kind of outcomes are they seeing?
Well, basically, they've got a computer program, and it's proprietary. But when they make acquisitions, mm-hmm. They have a baseline as far as outcomes and referrals and number of patient treatments per pathology and, you know, pain guidelines and functional rehabilitation guidelines that they compare to existing facilities. And, again, they're at or above those results implementing their program.
And are they still using other traditional physical therapy modalities and treatment methods?
Sure. You know, and each therapist, that they have a lot of autonomy within this group. If they're more, their bend is more manual therapy, well, then they'll do a little more manual therapy. But again, it's not going to be, you're not going to fit in this group if you do an hour of manual therapy on a patient.
Mm-hmm. And only one patient, yeah.
And that's one patient. And again, there's a need for that probably, and that's more of a cash-based need because nobody in this environment is going to be able to turn a profit if you're treating one patient per therapy hour.
Mm-hmm. Now, just for my mind here, my brain, getting my brain around it, what are they doing something different on the treadmill than the typical PT clinic, or is it just because the patient wants to be on that particular treadmill?
It's compliance.
It's compliance, okay.
It's compliance. And, you know, if you talk to therapists, again, it's an unmotivated patient is very difficult to get to come to the facility and to comply. And you use the analogy, and I don't want to shoot the goose that lays the golden egg, but, you know, the Airdyne in the basement of the hospital looking at the cinder block wall is not a motivational environment for a patient.
No, that's for sure. And I know my clients are reporting to me that they're even having problems with the 4 o'clock appointments, or they're having problems with, you know, the last two visits of an approved 12-visit session, that those are just totally getting skipped. So it sounds to me like this would be very helpful in that mode. Well, in the amount of time that we have left, which is just a minute, anything else we need to know about this kind of new way of thinking?
Well, Jeff, you know, your listeners, we can get more into detail. We've got a presentation where we show new programs, which are, you know, balance and fall reduction, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure programs, you know, back, neck surgical alternative programs, our freedom through functionality, wound healing, aquatics, progressive regressive cardio. All these are programs that we can explain to therapists and see if it would fit within their scope of practice or if it's an area that they might want to expand into to expand their facility.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. If you'll get me the information, I will offer it to our listeners at feedback@pttalker.com. All you need to do is send me an email, and we will be happy to forward any information regarding anything that Dean has talked about today. Dean, thank you so much. Interesting stuff. I guess the one thing I heard about it is some therapists might be a little bit in the mode of trying to buy the least expensive equipment that they can find, simply looking at the dollars for that moment, but maybe it might be wise to think about the overall picture and how something that has a little bit more interest to it might be more valuable to their clinic in the long run. Would that be a good summary?
Very good.
All right. Okay. Well, Dean Spragia, president of MedFit Systems out in California. How's the weather out there today?
A little warm, about 90 degrees, and breeze coming from the northwest.
It's always a little warm in 90 degrees, I'll tell you. Well, thank you very much. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed hearing your take on things, and I found it very interesting myself. So this is Jeff Worrell, brought you another episode of PTTalker.com, as we try and do each and every time. We try and bring you business news and ideas for therapists. So we hope you'll join us again. And remember, previous episodes are also available at iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell saying goodbye for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.